Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
Here's an interesting word, image. I looked up its meaning and found a whole lot of descriptions. Here are some. Image is a visible representation of something. Image is also a mental perception of something held in common.
And the idea of image is very widely used today. By that I mean anyone in the spotlight of the media needs to have a special image they want to project about themselves.
That's right. But the interesting thing is, it may be the exact opposite of what that person is really like. Recently we saw a politician speaking of how we need to instill trust in all our relationships. Ironically, that person is becoming known for underhand dealings. It's a case of the reality at odds with the image.
In our media-saturated age, this whole area has given rise to a new strata of clever people, the image consultant. They are indispensable to entertainers, athletes, and politicians. These folk believe they must appear desirable to their public.
It seems these high-priced individuals work hard at shaping how their clients are viewed. And so many times, there's a stark contrast between the public image and the real-life person inside. How many times have we seen the cracks in that image as the media uncovers the reality?
This could be true for most of us. Not that we pay image consultants to project the way in which we'd like to be seen, but it's as if we wore masks to conceal what we're really like. We don't want anyone to know us that well. Yet those closest to us do see the real person.
True. But this has been happening in society for hundreds of years. Think of the Victorian era. Only the poor would be free from this. But the middle classes strived to be more like the upper classes, who in turn followed strict protocols of behaviour. If you once strayed too far from society's set of rules of propriety, you'd be shunned. At all times, you had to slip on your mask to be acceptable.
Maybe we look back on those times and think, what hypocrites. But let's face it, are we any different? Many of us prefer to cover up what we're really like inside. But you know, what we truly need is not an external makeover, but we need changing from the inside out.
Exactly. What we think and the direct outcome of those thoughts is who we truly are deep inside. We can't whitewash what is corrupt, as Jesus said to the religious leaders of his day. He showed us we need to have an inner transformation. It's just too hard acting outwardly what we are really like inwardly.
And only Jesus promises to change us. He does not offer anything cosmetic or an outside adjustment. That false image would soon slip. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said to those who have believed in Jesus as Lord and Saviour. You have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created you.
A new man and a new creation. Wonderful. That's what happens when we decide to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We take off our mask and leave behind our old way of life. Jesus transforms us into new people, people with a new heart, not just a fresh image that appears good on the outside. No, our attitudes and actions have been changed from deep within. We are indeed new people.
To contact George and Rita, visit our new website. The address is www.communicationradio.com. That address again, www.communicationradio.com. And thank you for listening.